Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something really critical if you deal with healthcare data at all, security regulations.
Absolutely. It's more than just rules on paper.
Yeah, it's this complex balancing act, right? Protecting super sensitive health info while cyber threats are just, well, everywhere.
It really is. Healthcare organizations have this core mission, patient care. And that increasingly means using digital tools, being connected, sharing data.
But at the same time.
At the same time, they have to guard that data against attacks that keep changing and through this maze of regulations meant to keep it safe.
And if they get it wrong, the stakes are incredibly high. You're talking about breaking patient trust, maybe facing massive fines.
Or even having your operations disrupted by a breach. It's serious stuff.
Definitely. So this deep dive is based on the first blog post in a three-part series all about healthcare data security.
Right. First of three.
And our goal right now is to sort of unpack the key regulations that this first piece talks about.
Think of it like building the foundation. You can't secure the data properly if you don't actually understand the rules, you know, how it has to be handled.
Makes sense. Lay the groundwork first.
So to get the rules, maybe we should start with why. Why is healthcare data such a huge target anyway?
Okay, yeah, good point. Why is it such a big deal? Well, apparently on the black market, it's worth a lot.
Shockingly valuable. The source material we looked at had some pretty stark numbers.
Stark is right. That 2023 report, it said the average cost of a healthcare data breach hit, what was it, $10.93 million?
Per incident. And get this, that's the highest average cost of any industry for the 13th year running.
13 years. Wow. That's persistent. A huge ongoing problem.
And the sheer number of attacks is massive, too.
Yeah.
Over 540 healthcare breaches reported in 2023.
Okay, 540 breaches. Exposing how many records?
Over 112 million individual patient records. Just think about that. That volume of personal sensitive information landing in the wrong hands.
112 million. That's not just credit card numbers. It's medical histories, social security numbers, basically whole identities, probably why it's so valuable.
Exactly. And the attackers, they're not slowing down. We're seeing specific groups like Lockbit 3.0, Inc., Ransomware, Ransom Hub. They keep hitting the healthcare sector hard.
They know where the sensitive data is, and they know the pressure points.
Precisely. They specialize because they understand the data's value, and frankly, that hospitals might pay ransoms quickly to restore patient care. It's critical.
So these stats aren't just numbers.
No, they're a serious wake-up call. They really hammer home why providers need to boost their security and, crucially, understand and follow the regulations we need to talk about next.
Okay, so the why is clear.
Mm-hmm.
High value, huge breach costs, relentless attackers. That leads us straight to this framework of regulations designed to protect confidentiality, integrity, availability, all that crucial stuff.
Right. Understanding these is step one. You have to know the rules of the game.
So where do we start? In the U.S., it's got to be HIPAA, right?
Yeah.
HIPAA, yeah. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that's the big one, sets the national standard, especially for electronic protected health information, or EPHI.
And the HIPAA security rule is key there. It mandates specific safeguards.
Correct. Administrative, physical, and technical safeguards covers everything from how you store EPHI to how you send it.
And noncompliance. That can hurt.
Yeah. The fines are meant to have teeth. They can range from $100 for maybe a minor accidental thing up to over $2 million a year.
Per year.
Annually. Yeah. If it's willful neglect, serious money.
$2 million a year definitely sharpens the focus. And HIPAA isn't static, is it? It changes.
Not at all. It evolves. Right. We saw updates in 2024, the privacy rule changes focusing on reproductive healthcare privacy, new limits on using or disclosing that kind of THI.
Okay, so responding to current issues.
And then looking ahead, January 2025, there are proposed security rule updates aimed at bolstering cybersecurity, specifically targeting newer attack methods.
So the regulations are trying to keep pace. What came after HIPAA that really built on it?
That would be the Hate Tech Act. Back in 2009, Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act.
High tech.
Right.
That boosted HIPAA's enforcement.
Big time. It increased the penalties significantly and brought in the mandatory breach notification rule. That was huge.
The requirement to tell people if their data was compromised changed the game on transparency.
Exactly. Now, ITech also pushed for electronic health records, digitization.
Giving incentives for that.
Right. But it also strengthened the security requirements for all that digital data.
Mm-hmm.
And a really key thing it did was extend HIPAA's rules to cover business associates.
Ah, So not just the hospital or clinic, but also the vendors or partners handling patient data for them.
Yes. Critical piece. Recognizing data flows outside the primary provider.
And ATAC has its own penalty structure, too.
It does. It scales based on responsibility from around $1,000 up to $1.5 million annually. And there was an important update in 2021. Basically, if you can show you had a recognized, approved security program in place for at least a year before a breach, you might face lower penalties.
So being proactive can actually lessen the financial blow later, an incentive to invest up front.
Definitely. It signals that doing the work beforehand matters.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Outside the U.S., GDPR comes up a lot. The EU regulation.
The General Data Protection Regulation, yes. It's not just healthcare specific, but it's massive. It impacts any organization anywhere that handles health data of EU citizens.
And it's known for being strict.
Very strict. Rules on collecting data, using it, storing it, transferring it, and it gives individuals really strong rights over their information.
Plus those fines. They're legendary.
They are. For serious breaches, it's up to 20 million euros, or 4% of your total global annual revenue from the previous year, whichever is higher.
Wow, 4% of global revenue. That could cripple a company.
It's designed to be a serious deterrent. And GDPR's landscape keeps shifting too, especially around data transfers, like after the old EU-US privacy shield got invalidated.
So even a US provider needs GDPR on their radar if they have EU patient data or use international services. Okay, back to the US states are getting involved too, right?
Right.
California's CCPA.
Right. The California Consumer Privacy Act gives California residents control over their personal info. And yeah, that includes health data handled by companies, sometimes even those you wouldn't think of as traditional healthcare providers.
And CCPA has its own fines.
It does. $2,500 per unintentional violation jumps to $7,500 for each intentional one. And you need to know it was updated.
Oh, right. CPRA.
Yes. The California Privacy Rights Act updated CCPA in 2023. Enhanced consumer rights even more, pushed things closer to GDPR standards, meant companies had to redo policies, notices, opt-outs. Always evolving. It's a moving target, even within one state.
And California isn't alone. Many other states have their own specific rules that go beyond federal law.
Like what? Any examples?
Well, the source mentioned Texas and Florida having stricter consent rules than HIPAA in some cases, and Washington State has its My Health, My Data Act.
My Health, My Data. What is that?
There's health data that HIPAA doesn't necessarily cover. Think data from like fitness trackers, wearable devices, some health apps. Recognizing health info comes from lots of places now.
That's interesting. Expanding the definition.
Yeah.
And breaking these state laws can be costly too.
Definitely. You can face multi-million dollar fines. Think Illinois' BIPA, the Biometric Information Privacy Act, or New York's SHIELD Act. Significant financial risk just at the state level.
So if you operate across the country, you're dealing with this complex patchwork. Federal, state, maybe international too.
Exactly. The source also notes there are other international regulations out there, though it didn't detail them. But the point is, this list alone, it's a lot.
It really is. The sheer volume, the constant changes.
Mm.
It's not a simple checklist.
No, it's a dynamic, complex ecosystem of rules you have to constantly monitor and adapt to.
Which brings us back to that bottom line from the blog post. As healthcare digitizes more, as data sharing increases,
you need a strategy. A comprehensive one, something that addresses multiple regulations all at once, not just trying to tick boxes one by one.
You can't really silo compliance efforts anymore.
Not effectively. You need an integrated data governance framework, one that's robust but also adaptable. Remember the stakes. Patient trust, your reputation, those massive penalties.
And maybe seeing it not just as a burden, but as, you know, a way to demonstrate commitment. Showing you're serious about protecting this incredibly sensitive data.
That's a great way to frame it. Building trust through strong governance, which needs to be agile, like you said, to keep up.
So this deep dive, focusing on that first blog post, has really laid out that regulatory foundation, the essential rules of the road.
Exactly. We've covered the core regulations, but the blog series doesn't stop there, right? This is just part one.
Right. This first blog sets up the next two. Right. And the title of the second one is pretty catchy. Why are your medical records worth 50x more than your credit card on the dark web?
Yeah, that definitely grabs your attention.
So that second blog, based on what we saw, digs into the why behind the targeting.
Right. The value of the data itself, the specific risks, what makes medical records so uniquely vulnerable and desirable compared to just financial data.
So if blog one is the rules, blog two sounds like it's the risks and the value proposition for the bad guys.
Makes sense. And then there's the third blog.
Titled, The $10 and the 93M Problem, How to Protect Healthcare Data.
Okay, so that sounds like where we get into the how.
Yeah.
The solutions, the strategies.
Yeah, the material indicated it focuses on the practical side. Essential knowledge for actually protecting the data, understanding the challenges on the ground, making sure you're ready for audits, things like that.
The practical application. Yeah. How to tackle that huge potential cost.
So it really feels like you need all three pieces for the full picture. Start with the regulations, what we covered today from blog one. Then understand the threats and why you're a target from blog two.
And then learn the protection strategies from blog three. It's a logical flow.
Understand the law, understand the threat, understand the defense.
Exactly. A complete picture.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive today, we've hit the critical regulations healthcare organizations face. Foundational stuff like HIPAA and high tech in the U.S.
The really broad reach of GDPR from the EU.
And the growing importance of state-level laws like CCPAC PRA in California, plus others in Washington, Texas, Florida. And acknowledging there's an international layer, too.
And the big takeaway is clear. Compliance isn't just about dodging fines, though those are serious.
Right. It's fundamental. It's about safeguarding patient information, maintaining that trust, especially as everything gets more digital.
We really do encourage you to check out the other two blogs in the series. They build directly on this regulatory foundation, diving into the risks and then the protection methods. You really need all three perspectives.
Absolutely. And maybe one final thought to leave you with.
Okay.
With healthcare changing so fast, more digitization, AI, telemedicine expanding, how do organizations make sure their security strategies aren't just meeting today's complex rules?
Good question.
But are also flexible, agile enough to protect patients and keep that trust against whatever new threats pop up tomorrow, the ones we don't even know about yet.
That's the $1 million question, isn't it? Or maybe the $10.93 million question. Something to really think about.
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for diving deep with us today.